Metro Electric, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. This is Vanya from Local Splash.
I figured it was.
Sorry, I couldn't get back to you earlier. I tried, but here
That's
we are.
Okay.
Let me just open up the...
And let me ask my wife. We can let them... I'm going to go ahead and let them do that tomorrow. Uh-oh. Donovan. No, sir. That's heavy. So what's the total going to be tomorrow?
So the total we talked about was the $299 monthly and just the $99 setup fee to get you under $400, remember?
Yes.
So that would be $398 for tomorrow.
Okay. $398, man. That's a one-time fee. Then after that, it's $299.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving us $100 for you. We got a little dropping fast. Okay.
All right. Me and the wife have been talking about this for the last few days, and we made our final decision.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
So, Darren, I'm just going to confirm some information I have from you. Darren, your last name is DeGuff.
D-E-G-O-U-F-F.
Yeah, correct. Email address I have here, metroelectric@hotmail.com.
That's one of them, but the one you're going to be using, you're going to get the VIP one.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Darren at Metro Electric Company, all one word, metroelectriccompany.com.
Perfect. I'm updating that. Okay. And
is it the GoDaddy or the...
I'm sorry?
The Metro Electric at... Hold on, ma'am. The metroelectric.com? I thought that one was at GoDaddySites.com. That's a separate email. Oh, okay. She bought... Okay, so we own all of that, right? Okay. We're paying it to GoDaddy. Okay.
Okay,
so,
that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We bought the domain names from GoDaddy, and then we have a Google My page where we manage all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So with the Google My page thing, we can actually admin that for you as well, and we optimize everything all together. Okay? So that's
okay.
Great. You guys
okay.
already have that. Okay. Your business address, I have one Buffalo Avenue, unit 3301. Is
no.
That correct? Okay, let me check.
No, that's very old.
Oh, okay.
Well actually, do we still come up in Concord under that address?
Let me just do a quick check. Because you do have two Google business profile, you know this, right?
No.
Okay, so you do have two of them. We would like to just be one very optimized one.
Oh,
yeah,
we do have two. Yeah, we've got one for
so
the Concord area.
Aha, you have one for, it doesn't really specify the area, but when you do look through North Carolina, one is called Metro Electric, and the other one is called Metro Electric Company. That's the thing. It's the same number.
You
though.
Just want one. So two of what? Do you know what the other one is? Can you read it? I know Metro Electric Company is for the Concord.
So
what's the other one that you're talking about?
So the one you have the most reviews on here, Darren, is the Metro Electric by itself. You have 65 reviews. You have a 4.5. And the Metro Electric Company only has 9 reviews with a 4.6. Okay?
Yes.
It's just Statesville.
Yes, that's Statesville. That's the one where I told you it went from 50 to zero.
Nothing. Okay.
We even had the little star from Google saying highly reviewed. We had a little yellow star.
We'll get you there.
Okay.
That is so
do you want to optimize? You think we should optimize? And I've had conversations with really smart people like you over the years. Mm-hmm. Some people have said, you know, do it. Do one or the other. Some people said do work your ass off to build both of them. What do you think?
I would think we should do just one because it's more, it gives more confidence with the client. Okay.
Okay.
So, I would just say to optimize the Metro Electric one that already has 65 reviews and, go forward with that.
Okay. Another question while we're talking about this, and I won't try not to go too far deep down a rabbit hole, but
okay.
When we talk about maximizing, you know, one Metro Electric spelled out the same, there are so many Metro Electric companies, Metro Electric in underhand writing, not even capitals. I mean, we've got crap all over the place. Stuff we didn't even create.
Yeah, we need to take care of that. That's
Do you guys work on that in part of your optimization?
Yeah, we actually do quality control. What this means is that we check out all of the information that's up there from you guys with the number that's linked to the number, and we just clean everything up, okay? So when it comes to the Google Business Profile, you will let us know which one you'd rather have. I would definitely go for the one that already has more reviews and just optimize that. Yeah, no question. Optimize that for just to get your ranking up because you have a 4.5 on that, okay? So that's the one we will be focusing on. And the other one, we should really just get rid of it because it's confusing your client. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, and we obviously haven't been building it back up. We have actually, we're coming up like, we're no way, shape, or form optimizing that. My wife doesn't even have access to that.
Oh, yeah. We have to try to get rid of that. We have to figure out how to have access to that, but my programmers will definitely help you out 100%, okay?
Okay. The wife is, I just had to fill in the wife on that. My wife is super smart with this stuff. She actually went to school to learn how to run the company.
Oh, wow.
She she did. She took business administration courses.
That's
awesome. So we're good with doing that. We want to get everything else cleaned up. So when you are doing something for us, it is hitting the one site, Metro Electric. Now, there's other Metro Electrics out there. There's some in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not Metro Electric.
So we're speaking with Metro Electric or Metro Electric Company.
What'd you say? What about the company part?
We're sticking with the name Metro Electric or Metro Electric Company.
So years ago, we were Metro Electric Company.
Mm-hmm.
Then we changed. Honey, what's our license say? Metro Electric Contracting Corp?
Yeah.
Okay. Without losing our main Google. I just want to stay Metro Electric with our advertising, if that's okay. Because our official name is...
Yeah, if you're still comfortable with that, yes. That would be
great. Yeah. Our official name is Metro Electric Contracting Corp. And that's what should be all your billing to, and all of our correspondence should be Metro Electric Contracting Corp.
Okay, so how about this? I'll leave it at Metro Electric for now to get everything set up and activated tomorrow as Metro Electric. And when I do schedule that client interview, you can just go through this with a programmer because they will give you the right response, okay?
Okay.
Because they can also help out if you guys give us admin to your Google Business Profile. We will request that. We can actually change the name to Metro Electric Corporation. I mean, to Metro Electric. What was it again? I'm sorry.
Metro Electric Contracting Corp.
Contracting Corp. And just change the name without moving anything else, okay? But I think that would be best to ask a programmer. If not, we'll just keep the Metro Electric name in that.
We'll just keep the Metro Electric. It's simple. That's what people remember.
Correct.
The website.
Okay.
Yeah, but she knows that. Yeah, she knows. See, see, this is how whacked out we've been. The company name is different from the Google lookup.
Yeah, and from the website. Mm-hmm.
Which is different from the website, exactly. So we're all over the place. You got a lot of cleaning up to do.
Yes, we need to clean that up and get you as optimized as possible. But like I said, my programmers are great. They are awesome, and they will take care of that for you, okay? So okay. We were on getting your new business address.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be giving this tour. We're going to have an online interview or an upstart interview. My wife has got, she's writing down passwords and stuff for you to get into stuff.
Okay, yeah, maybe when we book the client interview, she should be present, okay, just for all of yeah.
Okay, so, I know you'll get to that during your thing here.
Yeah, so what would the business address be?
162 Calvert, T as in Tom, A L B as in boy, E R T as in Tom, Calvert. Woods, Woods, Drive, and that's in Mooresville, two O's.
Mooresville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Yep, 28117.
Correct, perfect, I got it. Okay, now let's get you the right price. Give me 1 second.
Me and my wife are on a shoestring marketing budget, but if we start seeing, you know, higher reviews and, I mean, not higher reviews, but higher rankings and other things to optimize us, we're here to play the game. We're here to grow.
Yeah.
So we'll be more than interested once we get a little bit better of a budget, what you guys have to offer.
So we can actually grow with you through Google, because the next phase could be Google Guarantee, okay? That gets us there, okay? But we will have to first optimize everything. So if in the future, maybe 6 months in, we get you that Google Guarantee approved, okay? First of all, we need to take that, like, step one, get you optimized, get you up and running, get you ready. And when you are ready to take that next step, we can definitely help you out and we can grow together, okay?
Beautiful.
That's something we should do. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just activating all the discounts for you here. And
where are you guys located?
We are in Orange County, California. That's our base.
Okay.
Right now, I am more on the East Coast because I am the one that's setting everything up according to where we have availability. Okay.
Okay. So you kind of travel wherever there's holes in the...
Correct.
In the,
yeah.
Okay. I got
yeah,
you.
That's my job. Pretty interesting. But home is California.
Okay.
Give me 1 second here. I'm actually... Okay. And it's the $299 with only a $99 setup fee, and we'll take care of everything for you. I need to get this approved. 1 second. Okay. Perfect, Darren. And the card that we will be, wait, no, just 1 second. Your billing address would be the same as your business address?
Yes.
Okay, so, Drew Calvert. And Mooresville, right?
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina. Can you remind me that zip code again?
28117.
28117. Perfect. And the company card, would it be MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express?
Let me check here. Huh? Honey, do we have the card for the DBA? Or no? Bank card. Oh, okay.
E-check, though. Number.
Do we do e-check or do we do just a card?
Just a card. That's fine.
Card. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's a Master.
MasterCard. Okay. And what would those 16 numbers be?
All right. Here we go. 5146. 1601
5103 1198. Oh, so 2 1 1s. So it's 5146 1601 5103 1198 Okay, perfect. I got it. And what would that expiration month be?
Expiration month is 9.
Mm-hmm.
And the date of the year is 2026.
Okay. And that security code?
It is 939.
939. Okay. So when we get everything set up for you, Darren, after charging the card tomorrow, I will be setting up a security question for verification. This means that when they are calling you from the for the client interview, they will be asking you this question as for you to know that they're calling from Local Splash, okay? So
yes,
the security question can either be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be?
Herkimer, New York. Did you know that? I was born in Herkimer.
Herkimer?
Herkimer.
Is your wife just learning about this?
Herkimer. Yes, yes, yes. She knows I'm from Utica. I don't know if she knew I was born in Herkimer, which is around the corner.
Herkimer. Okay. Wait a second. Perfect.
You need the spelling out of there, or did you get it?
No, I got it. I got it.
Okay.
So right now, Darren, I just want to do the post-date. You told me, are we able to charge the card right now or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow okay. afternoon. Just put a list down there.
Tomorrow.
We're going to make some deposits and get some more money in there.
Perfect. What time would that be convenient just to schedule that?
Let's call it 2 p.m. just to be safe. We got two jobs in the morning. Things have just been tough. I mean, it's been really, really tough.
I know. That's why we want to really help you, because your company is great, Darren, and I know we can grow together and get you everything you need, okay? So
awesome.
Right now, I am scheduling that for 2 p.m. I'll do a voice verification for us to be able to do that charge tomorrow. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify, okay? Just say, hey, Vanya, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's start. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Metro Electric Contracting Corp.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Darren J. DeGuff, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. This number will be sent to you through SMS and email. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 10th, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will be automatically renewed each month on the 10th day in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, Darren. So I have everything scheduled for you. The card will be charged tomorrow, 2 p.m. for $398, okay? And once the charge is made, I will give you a call to go through some information that I need and for us to be able to schedule that client interview for you guys, okay?
That sounds good to me.
Perfect. Then I'll talk to you tomorrow after everything goes green. And do you have any more questions for me up to now?
No, I'll think of some stuff tonight, I'm sure. I'm going to be a very active player in this. And like you said, we're going to grow this together. And just as soon as we start rolling and we start seeing more customers coming in based on having higher rankings and all kinds of good stuff, then we'll talk.
Yeah,
looking forward to a relationship. You got it.
Perfect, Darren. Yes, well, have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.